Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. John DeWitt. And today we're going to talk about how to enhance your mind and mood with food. And this is from Dr. Amen's book, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. So now we all feel moody from time to time, but are the foods that you're eating helping or are they hurting you? Let's find out. Food can help you feel relaxed, happy, and focused, or downright dumb. How we feed ourselves and our children in this country is backward. Generally, simple carbs such as those found in pancakes, waffles, muffins, bagels, or cereal boost serotonin levels that help us feel relaxed, calm, and less worried, and less motivated. Protein found in meat, nuts, or eggs boosts dopamine levels and helps us feel more driven, motivated, and focused. Yet many people eat simple carbs in the morning and have more protein-based meals at night. For example, it is very common to feed children or ourselves a breakfast of donuts, pancakes, waffles, sugary cereals, muffins, bagels, or toast, along with fruit juices, which is concentrated sugar. Then we ask ourselves or our children to focus, which can cause real problems. And if you or your children look like they have ADD, attention deficit disorder, that can be caused by all those foods. These simple carbohydrate-based meals spike insulin. Which can often cause low blood sugar levels in a short period of time, causing brain fog. Brain fog is no bueno. I've had that in the past. It's not fun. Just so you know, one thing that can cause brain fog, ironically, are sleeping pills, not just the Ambien or things like that, because we've all heard the stories of people that take Ambien and were in the Ambien fog and get in their car and drive around and kill somebody and don't remember it because they were on this drug. Well, just to let you know, Benadryl, yes, just simple Benadryl can do the same thing. It helps you sleep, but it'll make you feel foggy in the morning, so be aware. In addition, simple carbohydrates also spike serotonin levels in the brain, so we feel happier after the meal. The problem is that serotonin can also decrease our ability to get things done, and for many people can give them a more don't worry, be happy attitude, not exactly the best mindset for school or work. Protein-based meals tend to do the opposite. They can boost dopamine levels in the brain, give us energy, and help us focus. I literally experienced this personally last week because I had, for breakfast, I had a small grass-fed steak and two avocados with a little balsamic vinegar dressing, and I felt so focused, so energized when I got into the office. I probably looked like I was on drugs or something. So that makes a huge difference. Therefore, it makes sense to eat a protein-rich meal earlier in the day to get started, or at dinner if you still need to get work finished in the evening. If you want to relax in the evening and go to bed early, I recommend, and this is Dr. Amen recommending, decreasing the protein and eating more healthy, complex, carbohydrate-rich foods. Often, when kids come home from school, parents give them a few cookies and a soda, which is a high, simple carb-based snack. Then they tell them to do their homework. Unfortunately, the parents have unwittingly diminished their children's ability to get their homework finished, and it causes a night of stress for everyone. Foods to boost mood, focus, motivation, and memory. As a reminder, serotonin is a neurotransmitter that helps soothe the brain. It is intimately involved in sleep, mood regulation, appetite, and social engagement. It helps decrease our worries and concerns. Based on research at MIT, foods rich in simple carbohydrates have been found to quickly boost serotonin. They cause a spike in insulin, which lowers most large amino acids with the exception of tryptophan, the amino acid building block of serotonin, thereby decreasing the competition for tryptophan to get into the brain. This is why many people can become dependent on or even addicted to bread, pasta, potatoes, rice, and sugar. They use these as mood foods and feel more relaxed and less worried after they eat them. Unfortunately, because they boost serotonin, they can also lower prefrontal cortex function and diminish a person's internal braking ability. This is precisely why restaurants serve bread and alcohol before a meal. If you consume them, you are more likely to order dessert. Interesting. Brain healthy foods that help to boost serotonin include smart carbohydrates such as sweet potatoes, apples, blueberries, carrots, steel-cut oatmeal, and chickpeas. These cause a more gradual increase in serotonin. It is a myth that foods that contain high levels of tryptophan, such as turkey, actually raise serotonin in the brain. This is because tryptophan is transported into the brain by a system that is geared toward larger protein molecules, and tryptophan, being smaller and less abundant, doesn't compete well against the other proteins to get in the brain. This is one of the main reasons why exercise helps people feel better. Exercise pushes the larger amino acids into your muscles and thereby decreases the competition for tryptophan to get into the brain. If you want to feel happier, grab an apple and go for a walk. Dopamine is the neurotransmitter involved in motivation, emotional significance, relevance, focus, and pleasure. It helps you get things done. Protein generally helps boost dopamine levels, which is why you need to focus, avoid sugar, bread, pasta, rice, and white potatoes. If you need to focus, you need to avoid all those. Foods that tend to increase dopamine include beef, poultry, fish, eggs, seeds, pumpkin and sesame seeds, nuts, almonds and walnuts, cheese, protein powders, and green tea. In addition, avocados and lima beans can help. Tyrosine is the amino acid building block for dopamine and is also essential for thyroid function. Simple carbs tend to deplete dopamine, and acetylcholine is the neurotransmitter involved with learning and memory. Liver, eggs, milk, salmon, and shrimp tend to boost these levels. Wild salmon, of course. Heal your gut to boost your brain. The gut is often called the second brain, and that's been a lot in the news recently. It is loaded with nervous tissue and is in the direct communication with our big brain, which is why we get butterflies when we get excited or have loose bowel when upset. Anxiety, depression, stress, and grief all express themselves with emotional pain and quite often gastrointestinal distress. Your gut is one of the most important organs for the health of your brain. It is estimated that the GI tract is loaded with about 100 trillion microorganisms, such as bacteria, yeast, and others, about 10 times the number of cells in the human body. We have more microorganisms than we do cells in the body. Interesting. To be healthy, the relationship of good bugs to bad bugs needs to be positively skewed, around 85% good guys to 15% bad guys. When it starts heading the other way, all sorts of physical and mental problems can arise. Keeping the good and bad bugs in proper balance is essential to your mental health. There's new evidence that friendly gut bacteria actually deter invading troublemakers such as E. coli and help us withstand stress. If the friendly bugs are deficient, either from a poor diet that feeds yeast overgrowth, think sugar, or the excessive presence of antibiotics, even as far back as childhood, that killed the good bacteria, we are more likely to feel anxious, stressed, and depressed. In fact, the greatest danger from antibiotics does not come from those prescribed by your doctor, but rather from the foods you eat. The prevalence of antibiotics found in conventionally raised meats and vegetables have the potential to throw off the balance of good to bad bacteria. It is estimated that 70% of the total antibiotic use in the United States is for livestock. Which is why it is critical to eat antibiotic and hormone-free, grass-fed, free-range meats. 70%. Wow. Disorders ranging from ADD to autism in children, from mental fogginess to depression in adults, have been connected to intestinal bacterial imbalances that cause increased gut permeability. The intestines provide an important barrier to bad bugs from the outside world. If they become too permeable, often called leaky gut, inflammation and illness can be created throughout the body. Optimizing the gut-brain axis is critical to your mental health. So what are some factors that decrease healthy gut bacteria? Medications such as antibiotics, oral contraceptives, proton pump inhibitors, steroids, and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs such as aspirin. Refined sugar intake is causing bad things. It kills the good stuff. Artificial sweeteners, bactericidal chemicals in the water, pesticide residues in the food, alcohol, stress, including physiological, emotional, and environmental, radiation, high-intensity exercise, such as marathons. A few good germs can be good for you. Research shows that animals raised in a germ-free environment display exaggerated responses to psychological stress. We all need the good bugs in our intestinal tract to boost our immune system, so be careful not to go overboard in keeping your children away from the dirt. When researchers gave the animals probiotics, their stress levels normalized. Stress all by itself decreases healthy gut flora. Early abandonment issues can cause increased stress, decreased healthy bacteria, and increased gut permeability. When young rats were separated from their mothers, the layer of cells that lined the gut became more permeable, allowing bacteria from the intestine to pass through the bowel walls and stimulate immune cells to start attacking the other organs. In rats, it's an adaptive response, reports Dr. Imran Mayer from UCLA. If they're born into a stressful hostile environment, nature programs them to be more vigilant and stress responsive in their future life. Dr. Mayer said that up to 70% of the patients he treats for chronic gut disorders had experienced early childhood traumas like parents divorcing, chronic illnesses, or parents' deaths. I think that what happens in early life, along with an individual's genetic background, programs how a person will respond to stress for the rest of his or her life. Teresa grew up in a single-parent home filled with stress. When she was four, her uncle was murdered, and shortly thereafter, her mother was bringing her to the doctor for GI complaints. At age nine, she started having panic attacks, especially when her mother came home late from work. As a teenager, she developed bulimia, again with serious intestinal consequences. Decreasing her stress, along with giving her probiotics to help boost the friendly bugs in her gut, made a positive difference in both her physical and emotional state. In a recent study, Drs. A. Venkat Rao and Allison Bested administered 39 patients with chronic fatigue syndrome either 3 doses of a probiotic, which are healthy bugs, a day, or a placebo for 2 months. They found that 73% of subjects taking the probiotic experienced an increase in levels of good bacteria in the gut, which corresponded with a significant decrease in anxiety symptoms. The researchers found no significant change in anxiety for the placebo group. The researchers believe that probiotics crowd out the more toxic gut bacteria linked to depression and other mood disorders. Dr. Bested reported the subjects felt less anxious, calmer, better able to cope with their illness, sleeping better, had fewer heart palpitations, and less symptoms of anxiety. What does this mean for you? Follow the Brain Healthy Food Guidelines in this chapter carefully, especially by eliminating most of the simple sugars from your diet that feed the bad bugs. Focus on eating smart carbohydrates, low glycemic, high fiber, which enhance healthy gut flora. Also consider taking a daily probiotic to give the good bugs a head start. Be careful with antibiotics, and if you have had a lot of them in the past, a probiotic and a healthy diet become even more important to the health of your brain. So we're going to go into the psychological aspects next time. Those are the foods that you need to use to boost your energy. We're also going to talk about the social aspect and how that helps your brain, spiritual aspect, and that is probably about as far as we're going to get next time. That will be tomorrow on the Brain Builders podcast. I would like to say that I am also hosting a Beyond Concussion Gala. It is coming up October 27th, and you can get more information if you would like to attend that. It is going to be at the University Club atop Symphony Towers in San Diego. You can go to, let's see the website we need to go to here. It is beyondconcussion.org/, let's see, celebrate, I believe. Hold on 1 second. I will let you know more specifically. Yes, beyondconcussion.org/celebrate. That will get you tickets to this fun event. We are going to really be raising a lot of money to help people with brain injuries and concussions, and are already helping people with Uber or Lyft to get them to their appointments if they're unable to drive. Registration for the Brain Builders Masterclass is still accepting people on the wait list. The link is in the description of this podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the Brain Builders Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. John DeWitt.